You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. April is National Donate Life Month, a time to bring awareness to organ donation in the United States and the need for more donors.
According to a recent report on that issue, there's still a significant gap between available organs and patients seeking a transplant. So why is that, and what's being done to try to close that gap here in Wisconsin?
In just a bit, we'll hear from a guest who will make the case for becoming an organ donor. First, we're joined by Nate Phelps. He's a reporter for Gannett and Wisconsin Media. He's been writing about organ donation here in the state. Nate, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. Well, let's start with some numbers here. How many people nationally are waiting for an organ transplant and here in Wisconsin, too?
Sure. Nationally, the number that I've been given in reporting has been about 123,000 people are in need of an organ. Statewide, it's about 2,300 people that are waiting for a transplant or in need of an organ at this point. And it's kind of funny today. I was working on some numbers as well, too, specifically for kidneys. I was working on a story that relates to kidney transplant. I just want to scroll down here real quick. Should have had it ready for me. I think for kidneys in 2013, there were about 16,895 transplants nationwide, with about a third of those organs coming from living donors. The rest were from deceased. And the Kidney Foundation, National Kidney Foundation, tells me there are about 102,000 Americans in need of a kidney. That's about 1,900 people in Wisconsin.
Now, here in the state, how many people on this list, people needing donations, will actually get a transplant while waiting for one?
I had some information on that. I can't quite come up with where I have it at this point yet. Some of the stuff is still fluid, and I'm still working on it. That one I don't have right in front of me at this point, and I don't know that I've run across that number just yet at this point from reporting in the past.
But generally, is there a sense that there's a gap, that we don't have enough transplants for the people who need them?
That's right. And what you'll see is a lot of advocacy groups, different hospital organizations really put a push on this month to try to get the word out there that they are in need, that this gap exists. There are people on waiting lists. There are people that are dying while on the waiting list, or being subjected to continual degradation of their health and things along that lines. And we've talked to a couple people. I talked to a guy down in the Appleton area who has had a device in his heart, more or less a life support device, since late 2013 when he had a heart attack. And he's on that list, and he's hopeful that something will come through and come up for him. The people I've talked to that are actually waiting at this point say they tend to take it day by day and not look big picture, just because I think it would be it's kind of a daunting task when you look at it, at least what they tell me, when you look at it as this looming need that they have, and they just kind of take it day by day and take it as it comes.
Here in Wisconsin, who handles transplants? Who does these things? Who arranges them?
Sure. There are a number of organizations that kind of handle, getting organ donations set up and, tissue and blood type in eyes and various different types of tissue that can be donated, in many cases from deceased donors, but also from living donors. Frederick Hospital and Medical College down in Milwaukee is one of the performing agencies. Aurora St. Luke's, UW Medical or Transplant Program out of Madison there, and you've got Children's Hospital as well, which is handling some of the actual physical hands-on transplants here in the state of Wisconsin. So there's really four major entities that are handling that. And on top of that, Blood Center of Wisconsin operates what's known as the Wisconsin Donor Network, which provides some information, some coordination. There's the Wisconsin Department of Transportation as well. I mean, not that they're necessarily right involved in the donor process, allows people to make that option to select donation when they renew their driver's license as well.
One of the challenges you write about is that even if you're signed up as a donor, it's not a sure thing that your organs will be usable when you die. How big a challenge is it to get enough organs, given that that's the case?
Yeah, I think the number that I was told is that I think 1-2% of people that die in a manner that allow their organs to be used successfully in a transplant. So I think that's certainly a challenge. And even, like I said, I've kind of been working on a story that involves kidneys, so I was that's been on my mind today, and I've been working with that a little bit. I was talking with someone from the National Kidney Foundation who says even getting matched donors from within the same family can be a difficult task. And we've got a story coming Sunday that kind of looks at one instance where, you know, there's an Oshkosh girl who is a woman who is set to get a kidney transplant from her dad. Actually, it was supposed to happen today, and some late testing, some last-minute preoperative testing kind of brought to the surface that there was a risk of rejection. So she's now kind of put in the limbo of you know, what happens next and where they go. But the family has some options. They've got friends and coworkers that have stepped up, and they continue to look. And she remains pretty positive about what the outcome will be, you know, with her pending transplant at this point.
Talking to Nate Phelps, a reporter for Gannett Wisconsin Media, about organ transplants here in Wisconsin, the need for more donors, the challenges facing families, people needing these transplants. Nate, in your reporting, have you seen any medical advances that have allowed more organs to be usable than in the past?
Yeah, you know, one of the doctors at Frater, we talked briefly last week, and he talked a little bit about, specifically in terms of liver transplant, that there are ways that they can use a liver by taking portions of it or separating it into two, and, you know, using that in multiple multiple patients. So with what he was doing at Frater, he's seen his numbers, the numbers of transplants that they've done, go up as they've introduced some of these new techniques and things that they've been able to use. So, you know, the medical field continues to look at ways to, and they're very well aware of the gap. So, you know, they are trying to come up with both technology, you know, machine technology and, you know, surgical technology to, you know, maximize the availability of organs that are out there.
And now, Nate, in your reporting on this, what stories have you had from people about how organ donation touched their lives?
It's interesting that you mentioned that. This has been a story, surprisingly, that I think has resonated more than I thought it would. And I'm basing that on the number of phone calls and emails that I've had come in basically early this week, you know, after some of this reporting ran over the weekend. And what I'm surprised with is people, both donors that may have had someone, you know, die either, you know, in whatever capacity, will tell me how many different lives they were able to save by donating the organs, or, you know, kind of where some of the tissues and samples went. And, you know, in some cases, you know, it touches dozens, if not hundreds, of people that they're able to do this with. But I've been surprised at how much this story has resonated and how willing the people that have been involved either in getting a transplant or offering their organs for transplant are about talking about it. They're pretty passionate about getting out there and saying, look, this is a need. This is something that, you know, is real. It exists. And, you know, they'd like to draw some attention to it. From the advocacy side and the medical side, you know, really kind of what they've put out there is, you know, this month being designated as the Donate Life Month, is they're encouraging people to take a look at the information. You know, is donation right for me? You know, kind of go online, educate yourself, see if this is something you want to be a part of. And the other thing, too, is talk to your family about it. I've heard this from a number of people involved in this, is you know, the wishes of people are known amongst each other. If there's a case where something unexpectedly or tragic happens, you know, a family member has the knowledge to make the decision to say, you know, it makes it easier for the family to say, yeah, this was their wish to make a donation or whatever they wanted to do. Because, you know, obviously that's a pretty hard time with a lot going on, and having that conversation can sometimes help is kind of what I've been told.
We'll bring in a caller. Camille is on the line in Monona. Camille, hi.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I'm sorry I didn't know about this program before listening about an hour ago. I had the pleasure of serving as special assistant to the secretary, Tommy Thompson, when he was the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which is the national public agency responsible for many aspects of organ donation. And because of his interest in this, basically by having someone, a surgeon from the University of Wisconsin Hospital, come to his house in the governor's mansion one night and saying, I'm not feeling so good because I lost a patient today. And so the governor said, well, tell me about it. And he immediately became very interested in what the governor's office could do to help promote the awareness of the need for donation, and as Nate said, the importance of talking to your family so that they know what your wishes are in the unfortunate situation that they should die, especially young people in, you know, accidents.
Camille, thanks a lot. A good Wisconsin angle. Nate, do you get a sense as we wrap up from people you talk to that Wisconsin is doing well on this issue, at least compared to the rest of the country?
You know, I don't. You know, that's an interesting question. You know, I don't know that I've necessarily pursued it from that angle. You know, I certainly think, you know, people tend to, the people I've talked to tend to think that, you know, this is a good time to get the word out and, you know, to let them know that there is a need here. I don't know how it compares to what's gone on nationally with some of the other organizations that undertake this in various other states. I'm going to be doing about 2 months' worth of reporting on this, so you may have just given me a story idea for something to come back to.
We'll watch for that, Nate. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
That's Nate Phelps, reporter for Gannett Wisconsin Media. In just a moment, we'll be joined by an advocate for organ donation. He'll make the case that we ought to sign up.
We're talking about organ donation here in Wisconsin. April is National Donate Life Month. In just a moment, we'll hear from an organ donation advocate. He'll make the case for signing up to be a donor.
And we want to hear from you. Do you have an organ donation story to share? Were you or a family member the recipient of an organ? Or if you've signed up to be a donor, what was behind your decision? What questions did you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Mike Anderson joins us now. He's director of University of Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Services. Mike, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So start us off. Make the case that someone should make sure they're signed up to become an organ donor.
Well, maybe I'll just reiterate what your previous guest said, and that is there are over 123,000 individuals throughout this country waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And in Wisconsin alone, around 2,300 individuals that are waiting. I would also add that the number of deaths on the wait lists are going up. In fact, the latest statistic is about 21 individuals die every day throughout this country waiting for an organ.
So how do we do it? How do we make sure we're registered as an organ donor?
Yeah, the process really is quite simple. First and foremost is to really research the subject matter. Make sure that you as an individual have the facts about organ donation. That's number one. Number two, you need to document your decision, and you can go to yesiwillwisconsin.com and make your wishes known on the registry. And then third, most importantly, is to communicate your decision to your family that this is exactly what you want at the end of your life.
Now, while studying up here, I took a look at my driver's license. I have the orange dot. Is that, am I taken care of? Am I ready to be a donor if I have that there?
Yeah, an orange dot, it really depends on the date your license was issued. If a donor dot was placed on that license after March 29th of 2010, you are, in fact, a registered donor. What I would encourage anyone to do is to go to the website, yesiwillwisconsin.com, and sign up there on the website so that there is no question that you are a registered donor.
Well, you talked about knowing the facts about organ donation. Do you are there misconceptions about how this works that you think maybe sway people to not be donors?
Yeah. There's a number of misconceptions and myths around organ donation. Probably the main myth and misconception is that if I am brought into the hospital and I have a donor dot on my license, will the medical team do everything they can do to save my life? And the fact of the matter is, yes, they will. The team in emergency rooms, in our intensive care units, their first and primary responsibility is to do everything they can do to save your life. It is only after that's been determined that your life cannot be saved and that you're declared dead is only when our organization becomes involved and that we evaluate for suitability for organ donation.
So people, we've heard from people who are worried that, they might need my organs. They're not going to give it their all to save me if I'm in the emergency room. That's not the case, though.
That is not the case.
All right. Any other misconceptions that you come across a lot that might be an obstacle?
Yeah, another big misconception is around disfigurement. If I am a donor, will my body be disfigured? And the fact is, no, it will not. In fact, to do a organ recovery is making one incision similar to what you would get to have your appendix removed or a gallbladder removed. And of course, those incisions are concealed by clothing. So there is no disfigurement of the body following an organ donation.
We are talking to Mike Anderson, director of the University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Services. You can join in if you have a story about an organ donation, a transplant that has affected your life. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We have Pat on the line in Madison. Pat, hi.
Good afternoon. I have a question about the difference between opt-in policies and opt-out policies. It's been shown in European countries when you have the sticker on the driver's license, and then the individual can simply peel it off if they want to opt out, their donation rates are 2 or 3 times higher than if you have a blank license plate or a license, driver's license, and you have to actually put the sticker on. The effect is the same. You still have the choice, but what about a policy in Wisconsin where we would have the sticker on the driver's license and you could peel it off if you wanted? You'd get 2 or 3 times as many people donating simply by just changing one policy.
Pat, thanks for the call. We have an opt-in policy here in the state. I don't know if this is in your control at all, Mike, but would it help? Would having an opt-out policy help?
Well, that was discussed in Wisconsin for many, many years. And to make a very long story short, we felt at the time that that was looked at that it would not increase the number of organ donations. And so the decision was is to simply allow people to opt in, to go to the registry, go to the Department of Motor Vehicle, and indicate your wishes there. I'll also say around Wisconsin, I know your previous guest asked about donation rates in Wisconsin and how we compare to other states. We rate very high compared to other states. We have some of the highest donation rates throughout the country. And again, I think that is primarily because we have a good system in place. We generally have very good trust of the medical system throughout our state. And at the end of the day, folks in Wisconsin are very, very generous.
And do you chalk that up in part two to education efforts like things you might be doing this month to get the word out?
Yeah, obviously your previous guest also brought this up, but we're celebrating Donate Life Month. That is something we do every April. It started in 2003, and that's really an opportunity for us to promote organ, tissue, and eye donation as well as celebrate the lives of those that have generously given organ transplants at the end of their life.
Let's go to another caller. We've got Michelle on the line in Green Bay. Michelle, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share, as long as you're talking about advocacy for organ donation, our own story. And I think that sometimes it helps people to understand where the process ends up. When my daughter was 6 years old, she went into heart failure inexplicably, it was unrecoverable, and her only option was a transplant, which she received in June of 2012. And, you know, as many times as I think about that family, we never had the chance to meet them, although we would love to, and think about that decision that they made to donate organs. And, you know, it's hard to think about, but in that case, it had to be somebody of at least small size, if not young age, that could donate a heart that my daughter could receive. And to think of a family being that generous to make that decision to save somebody else's life is pretty incredible. And as a matter of fact, in that same year, a cousin of my father's donated a kidney as part of a chain to help his wife receive a kidney that she needed. Nobody in their family was a match, but they were able to be a part of a chain to get her the kidney that she needed to survive. So as a result, we are all part of advocating for registering as a donor and understanding how the process works and hopefully helping others that are on that waiting list.
Michelle, thank you so much for calling and sharing those stories. And that's got to be the ultimate advocacy. Michelle's daughter is alive because another family made this decision.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe what I'd like to share with you, and I know we have a very short time, but a lot of people ask me, how do donor families feel about the donation after the donation? And I'd like to read to you a very, very brief letter. And it says here, "Dear recipient, it is with both great sadness and great joy that I am reaching out to you with this letter. I am overwhelmingly saddened at the loss of my beloved wife over 5 months ago. However, I am filled with tremendous joy knowing that she was able to give a little of herself to ensure a better and longer life for someone else. As the good and giving person she was, she would rejoice knowing that she could share the gift of a better life with you. Please know that it has given all of her family great consolation knowing that this caring, generous, and loved woman was able to help you in your time of need. We all hope that any future date we might be able to meet you and your loving family."
Wow. That's an amazing letter. Just a few moments left, Mike. Is there a good resource you would point people toward to get more facts? And then again, remind us how to sign up here to be an organ donor.
Yeah. If you go to yesiwillwisconsin.com, there's a fact list there, and you can sign up at the same time. And to sign up to be a registered donor takes about 3 minutes.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for coming up here today.
Thank you.
That's Mike Anderson. He's director of University of Wisconsin, Oregon, and Tissue Donation Services with us to talk about efforts this month, Give Life Month, Donate Life Month, to talk about organ donation here in Wisconsin.